This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Scuffles broke out at a West Bank protest on Wednesday in Ramallah as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police tried to push protesters away from the Palestinian presidency headquarters, where Blinken's meeting Abbas, and then block a road nearby. Activist Jamal Juma accuses the Secretary of State of being one of the organizers of what's going on in the Gaza Strip.
It's a shame to receive a Blinken, who's one of the organizers of the genocide in Gaza Strip.
Blinken wants to seek governance reforms as part of U.S. efforts to rally the region behind post-war plans for Gaza that also includes concrete steps towards a Palestinian state. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israelis gathered along Jerusalem's Western Wall on Wednesday to pray for the release of Hamas hostages. More than 130 hostages remain in Gaza, most believed to be in U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's hands, after more than 100 were released during a short-lived truce in late November. Israel says it will press on with its devastating military offensive in Gaza until Hamas is wiped out. All captives are freed, and the Palestinian enclave poses no more security threat. Hamas has said it will free no more hostages until Israel halts the war. Peruvian police strengthened its operation on its border with Ecuador on Wednesday after a wave of violence took over its neighboring country. The last few days have been a scene of surge of violence in Ecuador after the escape of a gang leader from prison over the weekend, which spurred Ecuadorian President Noboa to declare a 60-day state of emergency. This is VOA.